We've all been to funerals, the loss of a loved one, a friend, a colleague, and those solemn ceremonies are an important part of grieving, an important part of letting go. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I know, it's rather a somber way to kick things off today, talking about death and funerals. But stick with me, it gets a lot better, because today we're going to be chatting about resurrection. And it's for the very reason that we've all experienced death, mourned the loss of someone close to us, that we find resurrection such a difficult concept to grasp, such a difficult thing to believe. Take Jesus, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 4 to 8. He was buried and raised to life on the third day, as the scriptures say. And he appeared to Peter and then to the 12 apostles. After that, Christ appeared to more than 500 other believers at the same time. Most of them are still living today, but some have died. Then he appeared to James and later to all the apostles. Last of all, he appeared to me. I was different, like a baby born before the normal time. You may know the story of how much Jesus' disciples struggled to come to terms with his resurrection. It was happening right under their noses. And yet eventually, they and hundreds more encountered the risen Christ. Now remember, Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthians at a time when many were still alive who could have refuted it. They didn't. So make no mistake, the resurrection is real. Christ is risen. That's great news, because it means that when we trust in him, we too will one day rise again. That's God's word fresh for you today. We're going to talk a lot more about resurrection, in fact, your resurrection, over the coming days on Fresh. In the meantime, though, I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.